What's going on, y'all? It's the Caden Maiden Pod, episode 11, back at you. This episode is just going to be me and Aiden. A little bit of backstory behind this episode is we pretty much record on the days that Aiden doesn't have work, which this week happened to be Monday and Wednesday. And we didn't have anything together as far as 9 p.m. last night. So we got this entire episode together at 9 p.m. and later last night. So
Aiden, facts.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. You know, I had a pretty long day at school. Only slept about 3 hours last night, so that's not really a good way to come into, you know, a whole entire day and a podcast. But you know what? Besides that, I'm feeling pretty good, Kane. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, honestly. Been chilling recently. For those of you that don't know, Aiden basically does not sleep. I wouldn't say. Except for at random times when he comes home from school on days he doesn't have work.
Yeah, I fall asleep for like 3 hours. And then, you know, or at our grandma's house, you know.
So, Aiden, we're bringing back an old segment. You want to
know? An old segment. This is the OG segment. If you remember this segment, then props to you. So, we're bringing back our trivia time segment. So, we've been doing this for, like 2-3 years.
Hot minute.
It used to be strictly just sports, like, just only sports questions. Like, okay, like, it was bad. I'd be like, who was the first hockey player to have 100 goals? Like, we had no idea. Really just throwing things together at the last minute. Like, the questions that made no sense. Like, it got to the point where we would just put, like, random players' names. Like, we just make up, insert first name, last name, just because, like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
But we're bringing it back, though, this time. And this time it is going to be different. So we do 3 different questions, all with different themes. Our first theme was it has to be one sports question. One, like, Kane and Aiden kind of question, like, about each other. Or, like, about, like, me and him, to, you know, time spent together. And last one's just like pop culture, which is like pop culture, but it really can be about anything, to be honest. It's not like strictly one thing.
So we are still keeping the 30-second winner circle. So whoever wins gets 30 seconds to just talk about whatever
they want. Oh, yeah. Dude, I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. That's a real OG. That's a real OG segment right there. Dude, even I forgot about that.
I'm excited. I'm hoping to get the first one because when we did the sports trivia, I did not do so high at all.
Facts, dude. I was like 3-1 maybe.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Okay, so how do you want to order this as far as who goes first and what order we do the questions in?
We'll just go back and forth. I'll say you can go ahead and start. And that's like, you mean like the sports, like throughout? We can kind of just go either way. It doesn't really matter.
So we'll go sports, Kane Maiden history, and then pop culture to finish.
That's exactly how I have my questions lined out anyways.
I'll ask first and then Aiden will ask. Okay, so are you ready, right, sir, for your first ever question of the Kane Maiden podcast?
Facts, bro. So this is a new year, new show, new everything. So our record is 0-0 right now.
Zero. Okay.
No win, no L. I'm hoping to bring home the first W, but we'll see right here.
Which player has recorded the most career personal fouls?
Ooh.
A, Kareem. B, Shaq. C, Dennis Rodman. Or D, Karl Malone.
Ooh.
And I'll say this before we start is, unfortunately, I did not get numbers on this. I know the right answer, but I did not get numbers.
Okay. I'm gonna say Karl Malone.
Nope, Kareem.
Dang. I knew it wasn't Rodman because he didn't play long enough.
Yeah. No, I picked answer choices. All of my answer choices were like top on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem. I think Kareem just because he played for so long.
And yeah, true. That's why I went for a guy like Karl Malone who played a long time. Are you ready for your first question?
I think so.
Who was the first what team won the first ever NBA game?
I know. I'm pretty sure you asked this one on in freaking sports. Okay, go ahead.
I think I did, but you know what? It was so nice. I had to bring it back. Number one, Chicago Stags, Philadelphia Warriors, New York Knicks, or Toronto Huskies?
I think it was I know for a fact the Toronto Huskies played in that game.
Okay.
And I think it was them, so I'm going to go with them.
Nope. It was the New York Knicks.
Oh, it was the Knicks?
I was surprised, too. I was like, what? That doesn't make a lot of sense. All right.
Wait, my answer was right.
Facts. All right, you got to move on your next question.
Kane and Aiden history. Aiden, who was the leading scorer in the Mavericks versus Rockets game we attended together on March 10th, 2019?
Dang!
Was it Clint Capella, James Harden, Eric Gordon, or Luka Doncic?
Eric Gordon.
Yep.
Knew it. I knew it.
I thought you wouldn't know that.
Not because I remember Harden play good. I remember Clint Capella had a good game, but not like that, like good, like good, like on his standards. Honestly, okay, this one is a little me based, so a little backstory.
Whoa.
No, it is, but like you, it's like an inside joke between us. So that's what I was saying. Okay. Like, ow, I hit my finger.
Okay.
So we have me and Kane have an inside joke because I play a lot of 2K and I do like career sims on the most random players ever.
Okay.
The most random player I ever did was Wayne Ellington, so it's kind of an inside joke. So my question is, what player have I not done a career sim on? Okay. Starting off number one, we got Jeremy Grant. And we got Davis Bertans, Paolo Banchero, and Chris Clemens. So which player have I not done a career sim on?
I know for a fact you had to have done Chris Clemens because he was a Rocket. He was a random player. I know for a fact you had to have done that.
Okay, who else?
What was A?
Jeremy Grant.
I know you've done that. I think I remember you doing that recently.
Okay.
So it's between Paolo and Davis Bertans. I'm going to go Paolo because he's new.
Nope. Chris Clemens. I have never done a Chris Clemens.
You've never done Chris Clemens?
Oh, nope. Gosh, okay. I was going to put Wayne Ellington on here, but that'd be too obvious.
It all comes down to pop culture for me. We might actually have a tiebreaker. And I'll say this, we don't have any tiebreaker questions.
We don't have a tiebreaker. We were chilling.
Like, we'll come up with it on the spot. So
we were like, there ain't going to be a tiebreaker, and that was it.
Okay.
But I'm ready.
Aiden, pop culture. I can tell the backstory behind this question if you want me to after I finish asking.
All right. Bet,
which two albums has Taylor Swift re-recorded? A, ooh. Speak Now and Reputation. B, Fearless and Red. C, Lover and Taylor Swift. Or D, Karma and Folklore.
Okay, so I think it's either C or D. So what was C again? What was C?
C is Lover and Taylor Swift.
And what was D?
D is Karma and Folklore.
I'm going to say D.
Nope, it was Fearless and Red.
Is that, what was that, B or C?
B.
Dang, dude. I know she did. Oh, I knew she did Red. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
All right, dude. This is coming down to here. You ready?
Tied up. Okay, yeah.
What year was Disney made?
No, freaking wait. Oh, no, that's Disney World. Never mind. Okay, go ahead.
A, 1919. B, 1923. C, 1925. Or D, 1920.
Okay, I got to think about this because I know I think
5 seconds on the clock. Not playing.
I think Snow White was made in, like, the 20s. Give me the answer choices again.
1919, 1923, 1925, and 1920.
Too bad you didn't ask what year Disney World was founded, because I know that exact answer. Give me the answers one more time.
1919,
1923,
1925, and
1920. It's got to be
1919. Is that
your final
answer?
Yeah.
It is incorrect.
What? No,
1923.
No way, I missed all of those.
Wait, not a single question correct.
What year was Snow White made?
Let me look up real quick.
Yeah, because I could have sworn that Snow White was made in the early 20s. What was the correct answer to the question?
Snow White was made in 1937.
Oh, dang. I was way
14 off. Years later.
Well.
Wow, I'm the winner.
Fortunate as it is. And
30 seconds.
30 seconds begins now.
Wow, I don't even know what to say hardly, you know? 30 seconds, say whatever I want. I only got a lot to say. All I know is Kane. I mean, this would be a rough start to your career as a trivia. I mean, he's literally beat me. I can count on one hand how many times he's beat me. So, I mean, that's pretty sad, you know? Just after this, you know, watch the Rockets game probably. You know, watch us suck it up real quick. I mean, I'm sure Kane's used to watching that with the Dallas Stars playing, you know, and his Rangers, Texans. Seems like he's watching a lot of trash sports out here, so I'm glad he gets a break from those teams.
Man, playing. Thank goodness. Okay.
Hello, Kane, trash segment.
We're going to move on from that.
Someone's a little salty,
We're going to move on from that.
Like the trivia L.
I'll be bouncing back for real.
He said that so many times. Insert clip here, insert clip.
Sorry to the people that I disappoint. I ain't inserting crap. Anyway, so now we are going to talk about a bit of a sports meme. LeBron James has been caught lying. Aiden, go ahead and explain this to the people.
So it's just like a running joke in the NBA. Like LeBron, everyone knows LeBron, obviously, but he just like says things and like it's just like it doesn't make hardly any sense. Which that's not much context. But I'll give you like a starter of it was like the book meme. Every time he's in the book, he's always on the first page, right? Then he claims that he was listening to Migos in 2010, whenever they weren't even out in 2010. He claimed he knew Kobe was going to drop 81 the night before Kobe dropped 81. And it's just, wow.
So I'll insert the Migos one here.
I've been listening to those guys for so long. I was listening to those guys my first year with the Heat in 2010. And you can ask any one of my teammates back then, they had no idea who the Migos was. They were like cursing me out when I would play it throughout the weight room or play it throughout the locker room. I was like, I'm telling you, these guys are next. I'm letting you know right now. They're like, turn this off. I'm not going to hear this.
And then there's another one I want to insert. It's the soccer one where he's talking about Liverpool. And he just seems to have absolutely zero clue what he was talking about. Like, it was apparently some guy from Liverpool. Well, here, I'll let you guys listen to it. So here it is.
Yeah, Crouchy is actually a Liverpool legend. He used to play there. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I knew that. I didn't get an opportunity to see him play when he was with the club, but I definitely knew that.
The current captain, Jordan Henderson, just scored his first goal for England the other day. It was amazing to see. Are you a fan of his?
No, absolutely. And I saw a clip of that, too. I didn't get an opportunity to actually see the game live, but I saw that he was able to score one in the match the other day, and I thought that was it's pretty unique, the fact that he would do that and also be with Liverpool Football Club.
And so it was this guy from Liverpool that was interviewing him. And LeBron is like a minority owner of the soccer club Liverpool. And he just seemed to have absolutely zero clue who this guy is. But he's like, yeah, you know, I know who that is. And then they asked him about a current player, like scoring a goal for England or whatever. And he was like, well, you guys already heard it. But he was like, yeah, I mean, I just thought that was amazing when, you know, he scored a goal. And I didn't see it live, but I saw the clip. I was like, oh, my God. And then there's one more I want to insert for you guys. Aiden, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's this one that I'm inserting here.
I had one coach, and he used to say, put yourself in situations where you're not comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite saying. That's my favorite saying.
And basically what he says is he's on, like, a round table with this guy, and this guy's like, I had an old coach that said, you know, something about like a pressure situation. And LeBron's like, oh, yeah, that's my favorite saying.
Yeah, I heard that one too.
Like, that is just so random. Like, it just sounds like something you make up, like when you're talking to your friends at school, when you're just driving.
Oh, so, we forgot about a major one. A major one was that he said, I got to learn how to flop. That one drove everyone crazy.
So, yeah, it's just kind of a meme. And me and Aiden, like, we send each other TikToks of this, like, all the time. So we're like,
yeah.
Let's bring it to the podcast. So we are going to go a little deeper on this episode, but before we do that, a pretty big sporting event is coming up that we can't ignore, the World Cup. So Aiden, what are your very educated thoughts on the World Cup?
Well, I don't watch soccer like that. I mean, I don't really know any players on the Team USA. All I know is I'm going for USA, and when USA loses, I'm going to go for Argentina just because, you know, Messi doesn't have one, so it's kind of like, kind of got to root for Messi because, like, greatest soccer player ever. He's humble. He's a good dude. Like, I feel like everyone kind of wants Messi to win a World Cup. So, yeah, that's all I got.
U.S. I remember 4 years ago when the World Cup was in Russia and they didn't make it. It sucked. I was like, dude, this sucks not having a team to pull for. And now I do. I mean, I watch a little bit and I know the players and stuff like that. But I have absolutely zero clue how far they're going to make it. I think they'll make it out of the group, but that's just Kane taking a very optimistic guess. But I'm going to be watching those games and cheer for them, and I'm excited for it. But my prediction to win, don't ask me, because I have absolutely zero clue who's going to win.
Facts.
Obviously, the United States of America is going to take this one home.
Oof. Have they ever? I wouldn't put my life on it.
No, they haven't. The best they've done was they got second in the very first ever World Cup.
What year was that? That's probably the same year Disney was made.
But hey, this
facts,
year.
Facts.
Anyway, so now we're going to move on to our deeper segment. This is where it's going to get real. And we want to talk about what is faith. So, Aiden, this is a tough one, but I'm going to just let you start. What is faith to you?
I'm going to actually let you start, Kane. I want to hear what you have to say.
Sorry. Okay.
I'm a little curious.
I was going to say that I'll start if you want me to. So I think faith to me is trusting in something when you have not seen it. And you have, I don't want to say you have no real reason to believe it, but it's trusting in something or someone when you haven't seen them. You don't know. I guess I don't want to say that either, but like, you know, you haven't seen something. You don't know 100% for a fact that you've seen it with your own two eyes. That's what I would say faith is to me. And now faith is not always faith in God. I think that whenever people think about faith, they think about faith in God. You can have faith in, you know, someone to pull through for you. Like, I have faith that whenever I get on this call with Aiden, that we're going to put out a good episode. Why do I have faith in him doing that? It's because we've done it so many times, and I know what type of entertainer he is, and I know what type of entertainer I am, and when we put us together, I know what it does.
So I agree with that, though, because just, like, faith in certain people. Like some people, it's like you have some friends, and you, like, question, like, oh, if stuff really happens, are they really going to be there? So if you say that, then you don't have faith in that person. But to be like, no matter what's going to happen, like, I'm going to have this person, I'm going to have this person always in my corner. That's really faith in somebody, because I don't got to, like, ever question certain people. You know what I'm saying?
And I think I want to say this, too, is this is something else I want to talk about. Like, to me, like, faith is hard. Like, it is hard to have faith. You know, it's not always easy. And I don't think you hear a lot of people say this. I don't think you hear a lot of, like, Christians say this. But, like, it's hard to have faith in God when you've never seen God, obviously. We are living in 2022 and have never seen Jesus walk this earth. It's hard sometimes to have faith in that whenever you have not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Aiden, if you can attest to that.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
But, I mean, it's also hard to have faith in some people. Like, it's very, like, to me, like, very few people do I have faith in that I know they're going to pull through. Because it's like, I mean, you know, you think about it. You don't just walk. A lot of your friends that you talk to at school, you probably don't have faith in.
Mm-hmm.
Those people that you quote-unquote call your friends, you probably don't have faith in those people.
Yeah.
And if there's anything else you would like to add on to that?
No, I mean, it's kind of just as, I mean, even though it's like a topic, it's like, it's kind of, when it comes down to it, it's kind of a simple kind of thing, where it really is just like believing in somebody that they're going to do what's best for you or always going to pull through for you, no matter the circumstances, and not have to worry about it.
It's hard. And I think it's something that it's earned in a sense. Like, I'm sure Aiden always didn't have faith in me as to recording when we first started.
I'm just starting to right now.
Nah, but when we first started recording, I'm sure me and Aiden didn't have a lot of faith in each other that we were going to
prove. Mm-hmm.
But now I know when we hop on, like I said, I know that, when I hop on this call, that we have, you know, I have faith that we're going to pull through.
That kind of had a little reminding thing. I want to, in the future at some point, me and Kane, we got to react to our old episodes on here.
Got to.
Like, we used to have these all released everywhere. As soon as we were coming back, we literally privated everything. Every recording got privated. And the thing is, our old episodes were doing, they weren't even doing bad either. They did pretty good. Like, I mean, like number-wise, they did good. But, like, as far as, like, how good they were bad, dude.
Yeah,
I'm over here sounding like a squeaky toy. Kane's, like, monotone. It's just bad, dude. It's real bad.
Yeah, and we...
That built up to where we're at now, though.
Some of the things that we did were bad. But honestly, though, I don't regret any of it, because it helped me get to where I am today.
Nah, facts.
And, like, that's why we're so comfortable in front of a mic, because we've been in front of a mic for years. Like, whenever we hop on here to do this, we're super comfortable. Whenever we hopped on our first few episodes, we weren't probably comfortable.
Dude, they were rough, dude. They were rough.
Hopped on our first few episodes of this podcast, we probably weren't as comfortable as we are now.
Mm-hmm.
By any means. But now we're to the point where, like, all right, let's go. Like, we used to, I think a kind of joke between us is, like, we used to laugh all the time.
Whenever, dude, facts.
Recording, and it was bad. Like, it would take us, like, a million takes to finally get it, because we would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
It was bad, dude.
And now we're like, are you ready? Yeah, ready? And go. Like,
I want to point out, we actually did have a blooper today. Kane was laughing. I don't know what happened. He just laughed a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah, but
you, dude, that's rare, though. That's rare. Like, it's rare. That's super rare for us. Because even before, it's like, okay, so, like, we first started going back on here. Like, when we first started, it was a little weird. We got adjusted pretty fast. But, dude, when we started doing interviews and people get on here, they started laughing. We're like, what? Like, it's, like, weird. Because we're like, why are they laughing? And then we kind of realized, like, oh, that's exactly how we were the first time we were on here, too.
And then we kind of had to, like, think about that. It's like, the people that we're having on this podcast, like, they're not always as comfortable in front of a mic as we are.
Nah, facts.
Like, it's weird. But, yeah, so next up, Aiden, you want to kind of tell them about the next topic we're going to be talking about? We had a pretty good conversation about this last night, but we kind of cut ourselves off, so I think we finished that here.
Yeah, so before I get into it, I want to mention one thing that me and Kane do all the time, which it happened last night. We're on the phone. We're talking like normal. We weren't even talking about the podcast. We were just talking about just things in general. And then we're mid-conversation, and we're just like, whoa, hold up. Stop talking. Write that down in your notes, and we'll continue this conversation tomorrow on the episode. So that's exactly how we got to this topic. So this one was more about adults downplaying teenage emotions in life. And that may not really make sense. Maybe like, what does that mean? What it means is that like your parents are like, oh, they're just young, or like, oh, he's just a kid, or like, you know, he hasn't really gone through much because he's only this years old, years old and stuff like that. So it's kind of just like, why do parents do that? And not just like, you know, just like emotions, but like relationship wise too, like, you know?
Yeah. Relationship wise is good because Oh, were you going to ask me a question?
Oh, no, you're good, because then you're good.
No, I was just going to say relationship-wise is good because I think something is, like, it's easy to look at someone and be like, oh, they went through a breakup. Or like, and I think it's really easy for adults to be like, oh, typical high school breakup. But what they don't realize is that, like, in my case, 100-something days. In Aiden's case, is like 90 days in a row. We're talking to these people. And we build a relationship with these people. And then all of a sudden, they're just gone. And to adults, sometimes that can be like, typical high school breakup. But to us, that's like that hits.
Yeah. And like, we're not like saying like, oh, my parent did that. My parents definitely didn't do that. But it's just like, this is like a common theme I've seen just like all kinds of places. You know, it's like real life, like people, this happens all the time, which is why people have a whole grudges against their parents.
Yeah.
But that's definitely a thing I've seen, is just like, oh, you're just a kid. Like, you haven't really gone through, like, brain develop. It's always your brain's going to develop when you're – it's always, well, the brain develops more when you're 20. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll wait 4 years in, like.
And something that me and Aiden were talking about, too, last night is, like, we were thinking about, like, relatives that we see 5 times a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And comparing that to someone that we talked to for 120 days in a row.
And yeah, facts.
You don't have that, right? And it's not to say that that person that we talked to for 120 days in a row was more important than that relative.
But it shows you that, like, people can take places really fast. Like, you know, people can take places in your mind, like, in your heart, in your, like, life really fast. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's why it's so – honestly, like, it's part of the reason that I feel like my standards are so high, not even in just not even in relationships, but in friendships in general. Like, if I want to build a relationship with you, I want that to be a good relationship that I'm not going to lose, in a sense.
Yeah, one that just, like, throw around, like, waste a bunch of time together.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, with me and Aiden, like I'm going to talk to Aiden instead of, like, okay, if we're on the phone at night and Aiden wants to call me and some person wants to call me that, like, you know, some kid from school that, you know, is what it is, I'm always going to talk to Aiden because I know that relationship's going to be there. Like, this was part of our conversation too, is I feel like a lot of people, like, even our family, like, don't realize how close we actually are.
Yeah.
Like, we're close in age, obviously, only 1 year apart, but like, we know everything about each other, literally. Like,
no, anything, dude, I'm not gonna go into what happened, but I literally read this dude's mind, bro. And that might sound like, that sounds stupid. Yeah. Someone said something, and I literally told Kane exactly what he was thinking, and we were just laughing because it was literally.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I literally told him, like, you said this. He's like, yup, how'd you know? I'm like, boy, you know.
but we're so close. And, like, that's not a bad thing. Obviously, it's a great thing. But
no, yeah. But, you know, it kind of thinks about, like, what would we do if we weren't doing this? Like, we would not be doing it. It'd be like, yo, trying to hop on 2K for the fifth time this week.
Yeah, for real.
Fortnite 2K, and that'd be your whole relationship.
We would hang out together, and we would just play video games.
And basketball.
Yeah, and basketball.
So, those are the pre Kane and Aiden days.
Fact.
You know, we always had a project going on, pretty much, I feel like.
We're always very creative. Like, even when we were little, like, I remember us getting all of our cousins together, and we were, like, filming videos, like, making skits, like, always trying to create something. And I feel like that's...
Dude, I wish I could get those skits back, dude. It'd be so funny.
But I feel like that's something our parents and our families have always kind of, like, told us about, was, like, do something, make something, be creative. And, like, I'm really glad that they pushed that on us, because, like, who knows if we would be here if they didn't.
Mm-hmm. And so, no, yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you're good. No, I'll agree with you.
Say, like, I kind of took that mentality to, like, myself. It's like, all right, like, I'm going to be making something. And I hate to be like, sound like an old head and be like, oh, instead of playing video games. But, like, do something. Like, create something. Like, me and Aiden are creating a podcast. And part of the reason we got into this podcast was, like, do we have a lot of time for it? No, but just do it. And we don't bring that up to toot our own horns. I bring that up to say, like go out and do something, you know? Like, it's
struggling. Yeah, like, we don't have the best schedule, but it's, like, we get it done every week, and it's not a hassle. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times it's about building a routine. I feel like we already built it into our routine to the point now where it's just like, it's just something that we do, you know?
Yeah. And I kind of want to tie it back to the original point. So why do you think we talked about adults downplaying teenage emotions in your life? Because obviously we didn't talk about this to call out adults.
No.
So why is my question to you?
Well, I don't know how we got to the subject. I think a lot of time it's just like, as far as, like, understanding type of way, like, I'm tired of, like, people are, like, even, like, not just, like, adults, but just, like, even kid to kid, like, we don't understand that what people are going through are real because we're told that we're younger, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not even just, like an adult thing. It's, like, kids also think that way, too, so if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's easy to, like, look at. I remember when Aiden broke up with his girlfriend. At first, I was kind of, like, his...
Hard days, man. Cold days, man. I feel hurt right now. Bringing back the pain right now.
I was kind of like, I mean, yeah, that really sucks. And like, I'm going to be here for him, obviously. But at the same time, it was what was better for him. But even if it was what was better for him, it was still hard for him. And I didn't really realize that until I went through it. Even if that was what was better for me, it was still hard for me, you know?
Yeah.
So now I feel like we're kind of on the same page. Honestly, though, I feel like with me and you in relationships, like, we weren't always on the same. Like, this time I actually am talking about boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. I feel like they really weren't on the same page till like the beginning of the school year.
No, it's funny because me and Kane joke around like about my situation. We laugh about it. And then before you know it, we're literally in identical situations. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We had pretty similar situations.
Yeah, we really did. We didn't realize it until one day we got on the phone. We're just talking. And I was like, bro, that reminds me of this. And we just going back and forth. We're just dying laughing. We could not handle it. It was just too funny.
You're not right.
So I think that's one thing, even when we go back to it, like, even, like, maybe, like, it's not, like, a big deal for adults. It is for us. But even at the end of the day, at least we can always come back and laugh about it. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. There's nothing that I haven't, like, been able to laugh about that, like, recently that's been happening, you know?
Facts. And, I mean, it's not even just, like, boyfriend-girlfriend relations for me. Like, there's been, like, dude, honestly, the story of this school year, I won't even lie to you, has been, like, me trying to build relationships and not getting the same energy back. And you know what? It just does not always work.
Which is funny because that was one of our first episodes we talked about, was not getting the same energy back from somebody. That was like 2 months ago, probably, maybe longer.
Yeah.
But like, kind of comes back around.
It's still true for me. Like, there's so many people that I'm like, dang, like, I want to have a relationship with that person. Like, I want to build up a friendship with that person. And they're just not, you know, not putting in the same effort. Like,
yeah.
I ask that you match my energy at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm asking you how your day is, like, I expect you to kind of ask me how my day is, or at least respond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but sometimes friends just suck, man. I mean, there's sometimes, like, it's just not working out. Like, with my other friend, we kind of fell off a little bit. But I feel like for a while, I kind of thought it was my fault. And then kind of looking back on it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I did some things wrong. But I always say hi every day. I always ask how they're doing. Like, all the above. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always check in, but I never get the energy back. So
yeah, exactly.
Why should I even do that anymore? But one thing I want to bring back earlier about kind of like just like we talked about like getting started like back again was like we talk about potential, like, you know, like something to do. I feel like that's one thing is that like instead of worrying about like girls or like just relationships, how about you worry about like what potential you have? Like, you know what I'm saying? What you can actually do with that instead of just sitting around like, ooh, playing video games. I'm not trying to be like that. I play video games a lot. You could ask Kane, you guys, anybody I know. I play a lot of video games, but I still find a way to make it here every single week and record, upload, edit if I need to, notes. We find it here every single week.
And
so you can do things around your potential, you know? It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like you're, I mean, you kind of do have to be 110% bought in, but it's not like, it doesn't become your life. right? Like nothing I've done over the past year, trust me, I've done a lot, and it's not, that's not to like flex on me or like, oh, I'm so good. I'm not saying I've done good at it. I mean, which you guys can be the judge of that, but like I've had a busy schedule and I haven't had to give up the things that I still like to do. I haven't had to give up talking to Aiden. Like, me and Aiden's relationship is still as it's ever been. I didn't have to give up video games. I still play video games every once in a while, you know. Probably not.
Tell him the MLB record.
Ooh, no, I don't think I can do that.
We gotta mention that. We didn't even talk about this. I didn't even know it until last night, his little game he played.
Aiden, how about you go ahead and tell him if you want to talk?
I don't know the full story. I kind of forgot a little bit. So basically,
I can't tell that story, but I can tell my MLB The Show online record. So I play this game a lot. When I do play video games, it's MLB The Show. And this is not to brag on me, but since Aiden wants to bring it up, my online record is something along the lines of 100-something wins and like 40-something losses.
Yeah, I was like, every time I watch this dude play, he's always like winning, or he's always like it's always close. And always like, he'll sometimes like pass me the headset, and I'll talk mess with the guy while he's playing them, and like, I'll act like I'm playing. It's just dumb. We did that before. That reminds me of our dude was cussing us out, and our grandma walked in, and we're on the headset, and this dude's cussing me out, and my grandma walks in. She's like, don't talk to him like that. We were laughing so hard because we were smoking. This dude was not doing good. I'm pretty sure we dunked on him. I think that we were playing good, and then he got like one dunk on us, and this fool was talking the most mess ever. And he was down by 20, but he got one dunk, and he was just kept on talking. It was bad.
But nah, so my MLB The Show online record is pretty good, but I've played that game literally since I was like probably 8 years old. Point being that you don't have to sacrifice all that going back to
you still
point.
Be MLB tryhard.
You can still
and record a podcast and write articles every week.
Yes, you can still be an MLB tryhard and have a weekly podcast and edit and still do good in school and still write articles. So you can still do things while putting work on something.
And you can still, you know, work at Chick-fil-A, barely get any sleep, play video games and get somewhat decent grades and have a podcast.
So that's point being is that, you know, you guys still put in work when you're doing something.
Facts.
You don't have to compromise. So, as always, lots of good stuff coming at the Kane Maiden pod. Aiden, what were your thoughts on this episode?
That's kind of funny. What are your thoughts on this episode? No, I had a good time, obviously. You know, anytime I record, it's always a good time. But I'm definitely looking forward. Every time we record, it's like I can't help but look forward to what's coming up next. You know, always, like we always say, big things coming up next. It's always something big coming up. It's always an interview. It's always, you know, somebody trying to get on here. That reminds me. I want to mention one thing. We got people asking us for interviews that we don't want to interview. I'm like, okay, let me chill. I didn't mean like that. I'm just gonna say I was talking to somebody today, and they were like, let me get on there. I have a lot to talk about. I'm like, I mean, you're cool. Like, me and you, how about me and you go talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
How about we go somewhere and go talk about it?
We got a lot of good stuff coming. We got a lot of cool guests, as always. Be on the lookout for our next episode, because that could be pretty cool.
Not facts.
We're going to kind of try to do something maybe a little different, but we're excited. And, yeah, and going back to Aiden's point, I think, like, look, a lot of people want to come on, and we don't have enough spots, so that's that.
The roster spots are filling up, man.
Roster spots are filling up. But anyways, y'all, that was episode 11 of the Kane Maiden Pod. Hope you enjoyed. Aiden, something I want to start doing is CJ and Ben kind of do this, so, like, tell the people what you've been up to, where they can find you at on, like, socials and stuff.
You can find my Instagram, Aiden Church. You know, Aiden Church, man. My government name. There you go. You got it right there, guys. Social Security number. You want that next to? DOB, you know. Look
you
me up.
You guys can find me anywhere. My weekly articles are up. Go on my link tree. You can find a link to my Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Kane Maiden TikTok. We got to mention that. We're going to act.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to start posting three episodes ago, but, you know, things got blocked up because we forgot about it.
Go follow us on TikTok at the Kane Maiden Pod, same at as this. And we're going to be posting clips from these interviews. I'm sure we're going to be posting clips from the Pastor Max interview because there was a lot.
Yeah, just clips. But even like exclusive bonus content on there, just like, I don't really know, just videos we filmed together. Who knows? Maybe we're going to start dancing, start a little dance team.
Ooh,
hit the park, start dancing a little bit over there.
So we've probably rambled on for long enough, but we like to talk anyways. Episode 11 is in the books, and this is going to be the Canaan.
Write it down in the book, man. Episode 11 right there. I see it.
In the books. This is the
Canaan. In the books, man. It's in there.
The Canaan Pod. Signing off.
Signing off.